Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we hear from former Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier, who, after serving as the Chippewa County Clerk, later served 12 years in the state legislature, 8 as an assemblywoman, and 4 as a state senator, and now finds herself the state director of Keep Our Republic. What is the group, and what is the meeting they're holding July 31st at 6 at the Chippewa County Courthouse? We'll answer these and other questions next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us. Kathy Bernier is the state director of Keep Our Republic. Founded in 2020, Keep Our Republic is a nonpartisan civic action organization dedicated to protecting a republic of laws and strengthening the checks and balances of our democratic electoral system. In fact, Bernier and Keep Our Republic will be hosting an event, a seminar, she calls it, Monday, July 31st at 6 p.m. in the Chippewa County Courthouse Large Assembly Room. It'll take about 3 hours, and she says a meal will be provided. We'll hear more on her from that later, but we began our recent conversation as I asked her what she's been up to since leaving the legislature earlier this year.
Well, I was approached by an organization that is really concerned about our republic. As you recall, Benjamin Franklin left the convention, and someone asked him what kind of government they formed, and he said, a republic if we can keep it. Well, after all of the events of since 2016 with election denialism, whether it be on the Democrat side or the Republican side, I was offered this position, and I said, but you have to understand that I am going to be fair on both sides, and you have to recognize election denialism didn't just happen from 2020. It happened in 2016, protests in Washington, D.C., and then you had Hillary Clinton and the made-up dossier and the Congress, the Democrat Congress, trying to impeach a president, a duly elected president, with fake information about Russian collusion, which is proven to be not true. And then for 4 years, they made Donald Trump's life a hell, a living hell. And it was not right then. And election denialism is not right now. And this is tearing our republic apart.
I asked Kathy Bernier to tell us more about this election denialism tearing our republic apart.
So when Donald Trump lost the election, he blamed voter fraud. This is where it's...
And even before the election took place in November of 2020, there were all sorts of allegations from him about the lack of credibility of...
Well, he started that in 2016, actually.
Mm-hmm. But he won, so it doesn't...
That's right. So he won, and he dropped that subject, but then he brought it back up again and complaining that, you know, there was going to be massive voter fraud and all of that sort of thing. Well, I will acknowledge that CTCL, Zuckerbucks, came in to turn out votes in large cities. Large cities.
And again,
are,
when we say this, $5 million from Zuckerberg with Facebook, I mean, again, we look from the out, this was kind of, what is this? Private money for government elections.
Oh, yes. And they so thought that the municipalities didn't have enough money to run their elections. The one thing that municipal clerks never, ever get involved in is election voter turnout. That is up to the parties. That is up to the candidates for voter turnout. And yet CTCL, Zuckerbucks, just flooded 5 major cities where there's 60 to 70% Democrat voters in those cities. So if you get bigger turnout in the cities, then you will get more Democrat votes. It's genius, actually, but it is wrong. And there's no law in the state of Wisconsin that says that the municipalities can't take the money. The strings attached. There's no law that says that the municipal clerks can't participate in voter turnout.
Regarding efforts to pass election reform legislation in her final session in the state Senate, Bernier says,
here's the ugly thing about politics. We had good election bills. Some of them I didn't like, and I voted against them. But others, but Governor Evers and the message went down to the Democrats, no matter what the election bill is, you're going to vote no on it. And I talked to the minority leader in the Senate about this. I said, don't think I don't know that you were told you have to vote no on everything, and that he's going to veto them all and call it voter suppression. Because there's an election coming up, right? So all the Republicans want to suppress voters. And that was the message from the Democrats. It's an politics has become so ugly and so dishonest. And when I was talking to Tommy Thompson about being on my advisory council, and I spoke with him, and I said, you know, what, you know, keeps you up at night? And he said, just about everything these days. But he said that what really bothers him is the total dishonesty, the lying, out and out lying by both sides. And now it's acceptable to lie. There's signs down on I-94 down by Osseo that said lying is destroying America. And that is so true. And when I said the prayer before our session day about a year ago, and I brought that to the attention, and I told the Democrats, you probably think it's because the Republicans lie, and you Republicans think it's probably because the Democrats lie, but the fact of the matter is we all have to start telling the truth, from the Congress to the president to our legislatures. We have to vow to just tell the truth.
Bernier explains more of how she became the state director for Keep Our Republic.
So I got a call from Dale Koyanga. One of his Army buddies started to get involved with this Keep Our Republic. Dale asked me if I'd be interested in helping them out. They would compensate me. And I looked at their website and I said, Dale, there's a lot of Democrats on here. But when you look at the makeup, they're the Democrats from the Carter administration and the Clinton administration. These are primarily kind of blue dog Democrats that really are different than the Democrats of today. And so I've met with them. They are concerned about our country. They're concerned about accepting election results on both sides and protecting our republic as we know it. And they're afraid that, you know, our republic is fragile, and we have now Democrats and Republicans on in this organization, and we are set out to educate the electorate on what the facts are about how elections are run, where the checks and balances are, and what is fact and what is fiction.
Bernier says the primary concern of Keep Our Republic
is our concern that post-election, that a coup would occur and overturn the election, which would be the demise of our republic. And so we feel that if we educate the electorate on the electoral process, where the checks and balances are, where they can have confidence in the system, what is administrative malfeasance versus actual election fraud. So even though more people were turned out, more Democrats turned out to vote, you have to prove that they're illegal voters. And the Trump campaign did not prove that there were illegal voters. And another thing that I did was I looked at all of the congressional candidates and the votes that they received during the 2020 election. There were almost 80,000 more votes for the Republican congressional candidates than there were for Donald Trump.
Bernier says Congressman Mike Gallagher outpolled President Trump by 27,000 votes in 2020.
If Donald Trump would have even gotten as many as Mike Gallagher, he would have won the election. So clearly people went into the booth. They either didn't vote for Donald Trump or they voted for Joe Biden. And then they continued to vote Republican down ballot. And you can't argue with the facts on that. There was a huge undervote for president, and that played a part in why Donald Trump lost the state of Wisconsin. And I understand when you have a president telling the people of the United States that there was massive voter fraud and he lost because of voter fraud, a lot of people believed it. And that is what precipitated January 6th. And so a lot of people went there. Now, not everyone breached the Capitol. A lot of people went there to support the president of the United States. But after all of the dust settled, and there were audits by the Legislative Audit Bureau, there was audits by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which is a very conservative organization, and they had 24 people working on that audit, and they provided a report that if CTCL had some impact, it would have been a small percentage, 8%. Donald Trump still wouldn't have won the election, even if they didn't have the Zuckerbucks in the state of Wisconsin. So we need to move on to 2024 and bring calm and reason into our republic, or we're going to lose it.
I asked Kathy Brunner to tell us more about the Monday night, July 31st event at 6 o'clock that she's holding on behalf of Keep Our Republic in the Chippewa County Courthouse Large Assembly Room.
If you're interested in coming and you're open-minded and willing to learn about the electoral process from beginning to end, we'll have the county clerks, municipal clerks, the election vendors there, Wisconsin Election Commission, the district attorney, the sheriff. We want to talk about emergency response. So if there's a tornado during election day or there's a terrorist attack, what's the process for carrying on the elections? We're going to go from beginning to end and all of the safeguards built in. And so we want to just educate the electorate on the process. Now, we're not going to debate the arguments of 2020. We're not going to do that. We're going to tell you what you can think, whatever you want when you walk in, but you will learn how, where the checks and balances are, that you can't print ballots. You can't print ballots and stuff them in the box, you know, and here's why. So that is what we're going to answer. And then you can take away your conclusions however you want. So if you want to attend, space is limited. The large assembly room at the county courthouse is only holds about 100, I think. So you have to email me at Kathy@keepourrepublic.com, and I can put you on the list. And once we're full, we're full. And, you know, don't come and want it to debate. It's an educational opportunity. It's a seminar. It's not a debate opportunity about 2020.
Why does Kathy Brunner feel this seminar, July 31st, is needed in Chippewa County?
Because so many people are misinformed. There's so much misinformation and disinformation. I went to a Trempealeau County Lincoln Day dinner, and these guys said, there's nothing that prohibits me from making copies of ballots and sticking them in the box. I said, yes, there is. Let me give you four reasons why you can't do that. And so I listed it, and I thought, well, people really don't know how the electoral process works and where the checks and balances are. And if we help them understand it, then they can draw their sensible conclusions about what is actual voter fraud, what isn't, what can be accomplished, what can't, and get down to the truth of it.
Will Brunner be hosting events like this all over the state?
My plan is to do at least 10 of them around the state. And so I went to the county clerks conference last week and presented to them. And we have many county clerks that are eager to help. And some of them from Russ County and Sawyer County really wanted me to come up there. They said they, too, have a bunch of people who really don't understand the electoral process and make these accusations that are just totally unfounded. And so they're looking for help in educating the electorate on the election systems and the software and the checks and balances and all of that.
As retired State Senator Kathy Brunner has previously expressed frustration with the citizenry's lack of basic civics knowledge, I asked her take on Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy's proposal that all U.S. high schoolers should be required to pass the same 128-question civics test that immigrants must pass to become U.S. citizens.
You know, that's an excellent idea. My grandchildren have invited me to their teachers have invited me to talk about the three branches of government. I've attended Mr. Kinville's classes and talk to the kids, the students, some of my own grandchildren in his class about the electoral processes, I think we can do a better job in our country to educate our kids on how elections work and how our democratic republic works, and to have a better appreciation for it. And I know that people who become naturalized have a much better appreciation for the United States of America than those of us who have been born here.
Mr. Kinville is John Kinville, the government and sociology teacher at Chippewa Falls High School. And finally, Kathy Bernier says,
well, I just hope that people come and willing to learn, and not only learn what we have to share about the electoral process, but share it with your friends. When somebody questions whether two ballots were sent and two ballots were returned, that, you know, they don't count, only one counts. And if you glean all the information, you know, you certainly can ask questions. We'll take breaks for that. Also, because it's a three-hour seminar, we will serve a light meal in between and take a break. And so we just are eager to start the process. My advisory council will be doing the same thing at the Kalahari in August. So they will get a flavor of what the educational opportunity here is, and that we will get around to as many places we can prior to November of 2024.
Former Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier, now the State Director for Keep Our Republic in Wisconsin, inviting you to an event July 31st at 6 at the Chippewa County Courthouse Large Assembly Room. Do you wonder what the county clerks and municipal clerks do to prepare for an election? Do you wonder if the accusations about the 2020 election are true? Do you want to know where the checks and balances are in the electoral process? Then come and join Kathy and others for an informative and engaging evening of election information with your neighbors and friends, July 31st, Chippewa County Courthouse, Large Assembly Room. Only about the first 100 will be allowed in. Dinner's going to be included. Email her, Kathy, with a K, Kathy at KeepOurRepublic.com. That's Kathy at KeepOurRepublic.com. Let Kathy Bernier know of your interest in that July 31st event. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.